We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I loved Super Wild Card Weekend.
You're going to buy into that, huh?
And the hell, I hope you're not one of them. The hell with people going, oh, the expansion of playoff teams made Wild Card Weekend less fun because the blowouts. Are you one of those people?
No. I enjoy it.
Because those people can go suck an egg.
That's an old saying.
Yeah. It's a good one.
But
that's a good
one. But you're showing your age.
Go suck an egg. You don't like extra wild card football games. Go suck an egg.
But the thought of half the league making it to the playoffs, like
It's not half the Like I get what you're saying. I think probably the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs are probably a little bit diluted, but who gives a bleep? Postseason action is fun.
But Hawk, did you watch the Patriot Bills game and they blew them out by 40? They could have scored 60
that's
if
right.
they wanted
and
to.
And I loved it. As a gambler, I love it, first of all.
Oh,
I mean,
we kidding them.
Pittsburgh had no business being in the playoffs.
No.
Philadelphia had no business being in the playoffs. New England had no business being in the playoffs. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Arizona is
the most fraudulent NFL team. I had told you this. That was my best bet. I should have heavied up on that game.
Yes.
That was my best bet. I said it last week. That Arizona team got so exposed to me towards the end of the season. They were frauds.
Yep. I think somebody tweeted us about these young offensive geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. Now, McVay won. The Rams won.
They look good. Now, I like Matt Stafford,
yes.
I like McVay, but that Rams team, I'm picking them over Tampa. How about that?
Excuse me?
I'm picking them over Tampa.
We got to talk this out.
They are rolling right now. Tampa,
we got 4 days.
You remember how difficult it is to repeat as a Super Bowl champion?
Very difficult.
The Rams are good, man. They are good.
Both sides of the ball.
I like them over Tampa. Like you said, we've been hitting them on the head, so we're enjoying what we're doing right about now.
I'm glad I'm around. I'm going to give you a hug a little bit.
Tell you what, if you're not on the Hockman train, go suck an egg.
Need a hug. Suck an egg.
And then Jimmy and Bam, they come back last night. And the Heat and Bulls right now, they're almost tied for first in the East. I mean, it is percentage points. And the Bulls have lost four in a row, by the way. And the Nets, who are in third in the East, have lost KD. This right now for the Miami Heat is a time to make a big push because Chicago might be regressing to the mean, and Brooklyn is going to have problems without KD, and now the Heat are home. You know, I think we talked with Michael McCullough on Friday. The Heat have 8 out of 9 at home. They've played one of those so far, or two of those so far? Two of those so far.
Three of them.
Three
so
of them
far.
So far? And they've won all three?
No, they lost to Philadelphia on Saturday. They beat the Hawks Friday, and they won yesterday versus Toronto.
How come you can never get your microphone straight? I don't understand. I mean, you're blasting loud compared to the way that we're talking. How come that seems to be a running thing?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Couldn't you test 1, 2, 3 before we're on the air?
Well, no, I actually can't because I'm not on the air.
You can never find the button.
Isn't that amazing, though? But, I mean, I like the most local band at playing, you know, the band shell at you know, some park. They've got a sound check. Like, they're able to do it, you know, and they're paying for the right to be out there. We can't do testing 1, 2, 3 before we get on the air.
I don't understand what's going on with this board because I lower my microphone level to the level it's always at. But every time I open up my microphone to say the first word to you guys, my levels are all over the place.
So then it's not always where it's at. If it's never where it's always at, it would be somewhere else.
No, no, it's always where I put it. I mean, this is not, right, this is not a me
wrong.
Issue. This is
but
not
it's
a
always
me
wrong
issue.
Is what you're saying. You're saying you always put it at the same place, and then it's always a different level. So you putting it at the same place is just ensuring that the levels are going to be off.
Great to have you guys back in studio.
Why don't you put it in a different spot?
Is it 2 out of 3, Solana? Yes, they lost to the Philadelphia. Goodness gracious, take it
it's
easy.
Like the old, I think it was Joe Piscopo on Saturday Night Live years ago, just the guy who couldn't modulate his own voice. Or it might have been Will Ferrell. It's like just complete inability to modulate his own voice. And he's the guy in charge. Yeah, they play just one game at home or two or three.
They play three games.
And he loses the button. Is it the same button to mic you up every day?
Every day.
And then, you can't find it for some reason. It's
right,
there.
But then he just immediately goes, check one, check two, check one. You're telling me. You literally can't check one, check two, check three before we're on the air.
How am I supposed to do a mic check if I'm not on the air? I don't understand.
Out of program one. The microphone still works. You just make that the microphone doesn't go over the air.
You've never taught me that.
Now it's over my head.
Unbelievable. Just, yeah. Well, also, I mean, in all honesty, he knows that he keeps putting it at the same spot. And but then it's always too loud. We've had this for weeks now.
Yes.
But his argument is, but I always put it at the same spot. And I'm like, well, don't put it at that spot anymore.
I lower it to the level that sounds good. Once we do this hoo-ha and I figure out, you know, an appropriate mic level, that's where I lower it to. But
testing,
every day.
Modulation. Testing.
Every day is different with this board. Hoo-ha.
And the Panthers, so the Heat are essentially in first. The Panthers, by the way, sit atop the East. They've got the most points in the NHL.
Oh, the Panthers. They're doing it now.
And goals scored, they almost scored 10 this weekend. Saturday, they scored 9 goals. The night before that, they had scored 7 goals. They've scored 16 goals in 2 games.
And I asked Goldie one time, what is that like in football? He said, that's a 50 burger. Like, that's just, you
this
can't
is like,
keep up.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters on the ice. Like, they're just goofing around doing whatever they want. Like, hey, confetti and a goal. Listen,
football in South Florida is letting us down.
Football let us down.
But look at the big picture.
No, we've got some legit stuff here with the Heat. The Heat are really blowing me away, man. The Heat and the Panthers, we've known this. The Panthers are unbelievably good, and we're still kind of crossing our fingers that the Miami Hurricanes basketball team is a legit contender in the ACC. They've got UNC tonight, I think.
Yes,
Tar Heels. UNC tonight, and then they've got FSU on Saturday. So
yeah, that's right.
Let's now you went real loud, real soft there within the same conversation.
Whispering. Come on.
Unbelievable. Man. You know this is an audio medium, right?
I'm aware, yes.
This would be like, I'm trying to think, PTI. They start the show.
Yeah.
And it's in black and white. Right?
Right.
And they go, hey, did you notice that the show is in black and white? I don't know. I have it on a setting here. There was no way for me to check, but a few minutes into the show, I'll get it into color, no problem.
Yeah, we'll get this turned around immediately.
Now I can't even hear him. Do you actually know how to use those buttons?
He's been exposed. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, if you can hear him.
This report.
Oh, there he goes.
It's driven by the new Palmetto Ford, South Florida's new and pre-owned truck superstore, Palmetto Ford. We know trucks online at MiamiPalmettoFord.com. So yesterday, final score between the Heat and Raptors, 104-99. Tyler Hero yammed it on Precious Achiuwa in his return to Miami.
Good.
Jimmy had a triple-double. Bam, 32 minutes in his first game back. He had 14-9. They host Portland tomorrow, FTX.
I mean, what's Spo doing here, too? You can't get a minute for Omer Yurtseven? I mean, come on. I mean, what, you know, what
out over Bam,
what's happening here?
Oh, Bam's playing now.
Dwayne Dedman, you can't share some minutes with Homer and Dwayne Dedman? I'm just goofing.
Charity minutes? This is the
no charity minutes. You saw what Homer Yurtseven did while they were out. How dare you?
The Rams, it was 34-11.
Make his microphone softer. How dare you?
Over the Cardinals. They led 21-0 at halftime. And Stafford, he threw 3 touchdowns. He earned his first playoff victory of his career.
I mean, they were dominant from the get-go. I'm telling you, that Cardinals team is a fraud.
Yeah. And honestly, I'll give you a credit. You called it a long time ago.
Who would you rather have next season, Kyler Murray or Tua?
Kyler Murray.
Okay. I was just curious if last night, he was on a different planet last night.
Yeah.
And on his planet, no one knew how to play football. Like, he was on a planet that had no football on it. They'd never had football. But I was curious if that, like, you know, because we've seen him. He's great. Or has been great.
Till he's not great.
But, man, the last few weeks, he has not looked great. And last night, he looked like he forgot how to play football. That, and again, we had the Rams. I loved it. That play where he was getting sacked in the end zone.
And flipped it.
Like, I mean, that's football 101.
Eat the two. Don't give him 7.
I mean, that's bizarre to me. So he looked lost.
How about the play calling of having him back there that long?
Mm-hmm.
When you're on that, on the 1 yard
line.
Well,
get rid of it, though.
Let the ball go, Kyler.
I mean, we saw an awful call during the Dolphins season in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
They actually threw the ball into the end zone, very wide. and they got a safety out of that. Maybe the New York Giants with that sneak. Really just downing the ball there is the way to go. That was embarrassing yesterday.
I would say, would you want Brian Daboll to work with Kyler or Tua? Because that's my pick right now.
Right. That's a good way to put it, and it would be Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Just got more natural talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your schedule for tonight. Canes women's hoops. 13 minutes ago, they tipped off versus the 21st-ranked Duke Blue Devils. Again, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center. They're looking for their third straight win and their second straight versus a ranked opponent.
That is going on right now in Coral Gables. Duke is up 5-3 early on in the first quarter.
At 7 p.m. from the Watsco Center, it's Canes Hoops versus UNC, as Hawk mentioned. Miami is a 2.5-point underdog at home.
That is the men's team, and I'm imagining that game is on 560 WQAM tonight?
Yes.
And the Panthers game, I'm guessing, is on 790 The Ticket?
Yes.
All right.
Panthers at Calgary, 9 p.m.
Very excited to watch this Panthers team. I mean, they are putting up goals at a pace you just don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You had fans chanting, "We want 10 at FLA Live Arena. The funny thing is, they were chanting that after the third goal. And then there was a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. They got to 9 goals. I mean, it was nuts, man. That team is something.
Bruno Man got him humming. I'll make a T-shirt.
Finally, guys, today is National Thesaurus Day.
Hawk.
It's an excellent joke.
You're a thesaurus guy.
I do like words that I like, you know, a word that maybe everyone else uses. You use a different word. You have a quiz for me or something?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to set one up.
I mean, what were you doing? What were you doing? You weren't checking the sound. You weren't creating a quiz. What were you doing?
I clipped up Falero saying thesaurus.
You really think it's a thesaurus?
Thesaurus, yeah.
You win.
Oh, he pulled out the
You
trump
win.
Card.
I remember. That's why I giggled when he said thesaurus, because I remember Falero saying that. You know, you have to check your thesaurus. And I'm like, you're thesaurus? You really think it's a thesaurus?
Thesaurus, yeah.
It's a damn dinosaur.
That is unbelievable. thesaurus. Check your thesaurus. That is great.
All right, let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Right now, 70 degrees in Miami. Sunny tonight. The lows, oh my God, they're going to get down into the upper 40s.
Talk about it.
Man.
This is nice.
I argue with my kids this morning about turning the heat on.
You wanted to turn the heat on?
No, they wanted to. They were like, Daddy, it's cold in here. I was like, put socks on. Put on pants.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when the Hockman house does not have the heat on, then you know it's not cold enough for the heat.
No.
Because the Hockmans will throw the heat on with no problem.
Wow. I don't know. I honestly don't think the last – I don't know my heat ever been on.
Really?
I've been in my house.
Some
for
people
10
are
years.
Like that. Some people, you know, I don't understand this either. You know, they show you, they tweet out the pictures with their windows open and the ceiling fan on. And it's the same thing with the offensive linemen that to go out there in the 5-degree game with just short sleeves. Yeah okay. I got right. you. I got yeah, okay. I got you.
We don't open the window, but we're not turning the right. damn heater on.
Oh, I love all the people. They, you know, I saw somebody driving with the convertible top down today on 95.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I got you convertible down. I've got a convertible, too. But let's use a better governor as to when we put the top down. Okay, you're not impressing anybody, guy.
Should have got in front of him and dumped a bottle of water out the window just to teach him.
It was cold out. There's no question. For South Florida, it's chilly.
It's why I'm confused. You two are wearing shorts today.
I walk in today, and he goes, oh, you're the guy that has to wear shorts on a cold day. And I'm not, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I wear jeans here probably more than either of you. But I happened to be sitting outside in the backyard today with my wife before I drove down. And when you're sitting in the sun, it's hot.
It's nice.
There's not a cloud in the sky. It's hot. The air feels nice. But the sun is blazing hot. So when I got inside and I'm putting on my clothes to go to work, I put on a sweatshirt, a little hoodie on. But I didn't want to put jeans on because I'd just been sitting in the sun and it was nice. So, but yeah. So I'm telling him when I come in, he's complaining that because he had shorts on today and he changed into jeans before he came to work. And he goes, I'm just a little pissed that you're not wearing jeans because I changed into jeans. And I said, well, were you cold in your shorts? He goes, no. And I go, well, then why'd you change into jeans? And God bless him, I guess, for thinking ahead. He doesn't do it on the show, but I guess he does for his life. He goes, because it's going to be chilly when we get out of here tonight.
Come on.
Now, 48 degrees tonight.
48 degrees.
But first of all, it's going to be 48, I'm guessing, on the overnight, not at 6 o'clock.
3 a.m.
When we get out of here. But secondly, I guess kudos to you for like, I'm just not at a place in my life where at, like, noon, I'm thinking about what my legs might feel like at 6. I'm hoping I'm alive at 6. Like, I'm not – you're just worried about what your legs might feel like. I'm just hoping I'm around.
Damn, Mark. You okay?
Something we don't know about?
You feeling good? Yeah, man, I don't pay these taxes to wear no pants. That's my out.
Yeah, I like wearing jeans. Sometimes I wear jeans when it's 100 degrees out. I just, whatever I feel like putting on. But I literally was sitting in the sun with my wife before I was leaving. And I'm like, the thought of putting jeans on was just not palatable.
I wear boxer briefs before I put jeans on in 48. Y'all are crazy.
Let's get to your weather. Did I do weather already?
Pretty sure that's what got us on this topic.
That's your weather.
That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Here is the major announcement regarding Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Crowder and I are returning to Twin Peaks and Davie for live broadcasts.
Let's go.
Now, it used to be every Monday. Now it's going to be every other Tuesday. We're going to stick with the Tuesday theme, and we will be out there, University Drive, in Davie. The first broadcast will be Tuesday, February 8th.
Oh, I like that.
And then we will be there every other Tuesday for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. So we are very excited to be headed back to Twin Peaks and that little... What do they call that little room cave. There? The man cave.
Yeah.
We get it done. I'm excited. So very excited. Let's get a big open here for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder Talk About It.
Gourmet donuts or classic donut chains.
Talk about it.
If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Coupon or coupon?
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
Already thinking about what my order is going to be when we're out there.
Yes, sir.
Already thinking about the lineup at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
And they're going to change over the lineup.
That's
about
what I'm talking about.
Well, Hawk, don't do this to me. It's what we have. Oh, it's not February. Man.
The worst part is that Solana doesn't get to come with us. But I am trying to arrange, no joke, I'm trying to arrange Jimmy to be out there with us when we go out there.
That's better than Solana.
I need a wingman.
Yeah.
I ain't talking chicken wings. All right. Solana's got topics. We've got opinions. This is Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
There are two types of people, I've always said. You either like falling asleep with the television on, or you like it off. And a new study out of Austria suggests falling asleep with the TV on might actually be messing with the quality of our sleep because our brains are constantly scanning for unfamiliar sounds or voices, and it can cause micro-arousals all night. Huh?
Those are my only types of arousals.
Micro, huh?
That's what I've heard my entire life. Oh, look, another micro arousal.
Come over quick. Come here quick. Come here quick.
Are you a person that falls asleep with the TV on, or do you fall asleep with the TV off?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. My preference is to turn the TV off. That's generally the way that I go. I do love watching TV in bed. Lori and I will lay in bed. I don't care what time it is. I finished watching the game last night. It was probably 11:15, 11:30. I get into bed. I want to watch TV. We might watch a little House Hunters. I might watch, I like to flip through the channels live. She likes the DVR, so we don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But generally, when we're both ready to actually go to sleep, TV goes off. Occasionally, I will fall asleep watching TV, but that's unintentional. Some people leave the TV on,
yeah,
and they close their eyes to go to sleep, mm-hmm, and they like the background noise and the visuals. I it would only be unintentional for me. I like to turn the TV off to go to sleep.
This is something that Asia and myself for 14 years now argue about.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
What you want?
Because I know, just from having traveled with you, you can fall asleep when anything is going on, anywhere, at any time.
Yep. And I love ambient noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wake up. One thing we do, because we have the baby, so I stayed up all night with the baby. So whenever we take the kids to, school, and then the babysitter would come in the morning, I would go in the room, turn the TV on, to go to sleep. And Age is like, what? You're going to sleep. Why are you turning TV on? Because I love ambient noise. I just need, like you're talking about, our mind running. A silent room makes my mind run. Like, now there's somebody trying to break in. There's somebody fishing in the lake behind my house. Like, silence gets me nervous. Noise makes me calm. It's the craziest thing in the world.
No, some people are like that. I like as dark and quiet as possible. Like, we've got the, what do they call those?
The blackout
shutters. No, but what are just regular shutters called?
The zebra shutters?
Zebra shutters. What the hell are you talking about, Mark?
The zebra blinds.
What are they called?
The
shutters called?
Solar shades? Accordion shutters?
No. How come I can't believe the regular stringy shutters?
Blinds, yes.
No, not the stringy blinds. The regular, like the real wood shutters, you know.
Oh, you got real wood.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. Like, what are those called?
Wow.
You know what those are called?
The flip blinds.
Regardless, sometimes you don't close them enough and maybe like a little light can slip through. I'll get out of bed and push them down to make sure that no light is getting through. I don't want light. I don't want sound. Some people, though, they can't sleep. Like you say, it's too silent.
Yeah, something's wrong. When there's too much silence and even darkness, like I'll sleep in a lit room just because I know there's nobody trying to touch me when I'm sleeping. For real, I don't like dead dark and dead silent is a combination of danger to me. I need noise and I need light to sleep comfortably. I'll say me and Asia get into this. Asia's like you. She wants dark. She wants silent. She wants to get the little fluffy covers and wrap them around herself
like a,
and all.
My brain's not working.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a fleece cover?
Like she likes fleece and she likes these big thick covers. I want me a Salvation Army Walmart thin cover.
Oh, I am not that at all. Plantation shutters. Yes. They're called plantation
shutters.
The big
wooden ones, yeah. Yes. I've told this before. We have two covers on our bed. She has the plush $400
cover.
That's
what I have, the big down comfort. And I don't care how hot it is out. I have a big down comforter, Neiman Marcus. Like, that's where I'll spend my money. I want to be enveloped in the bosom of my bed in case I get a micro arousal.
I want W Salvation Army thin cover.
Why?
I don't know if it goes back to my childhood. I don't know what it is. I don't like those big plush covers. It kind of encapsulates you and it holds you down in case somebody's trying to touch you at night.
It's one of the reasons that I know I couldn't survive in prison. It nothing other than I know that cover is just going to be too thin for me. Pillow is not going to be.
So the shower doesn't.
No. Okay. It's the. I know that the cover. I'm just never going to get a good night's sleep, and that really bothers me.
Hey, Ralph, can I use your cover?
Yeah, you know what? Would they allow me to, say, trade honey buns for someone's cover?
You could trade something for a cover.
A micro rose.
I don't know if it's going to be a honey bun.
What about you, Solana?
As weird as Crowder presented everything he just said, I think I lean closer to Crowder, and it's been a big topic of contention between me and my girlfriend. We recently moved in together. She's like you, Hawk. She needs zero light in the room. I go to sleep. Light could be on. Fan could be off. Could be on.
I wish I was like that. I honestly wish I was like that.
You sleep good, though. Like,
I sleep because of Ambien.
Oh, okay.
I do not sleep good. That's why I started taking Ambien. I'm telling you, it has to be dark, quiet. The slightest noise, I'm awake. I've always been a light sleeper. I've always been jealous of people that can sleep with in any city. Like, I could never sleep on an airplane. We flew to Japan. My wife slept 15 straight hours. I'm watching movies. I mean, the worst dreck. I didn't know what was happening.
I, no exaggeration, walk around my entire house 3 times a night.
You're on patrol.
Just to make sure there's no foolishness and nobody touching anybody.
A new survey?
Sounds like you and I might want to switch girls, Solana. Just for sleeping sake. You understand what I'm saying?
What if the micro arousal happens?
I got an idea.
No, by the way. The answer is no.
Well, don't speak for Valentina.
Ain't this the bigger conversation?
A new survey asked Americans what foods made the best leftovers. This was shocking. Soups and stews. I don't think I've ever had a stew.
Nobody's had a stew. That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Some porridge. Are we adding porridge in?
Soups and stews were the most popular answer. Pizza was second. Sushi was the least popular of the 18 choices.
Oh, I would never. Does anybody bring sushi home to have it the next day?
It's raw.
I'm telling you, because sometimes you even get a cooked sushi, though. I am not bringing it home for the next day. No. Does anyone bring sushi home for leftovers?
And the rice is all dry.
Thought of it is, you're supposed to eat sushi fresh.
What's your favorite leftover?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I do like pizza as a leftover. I can eat it cold. If I'm hungry and I just need something quick, cold slice of pizza. Man, you want to talk about Ambien. So the other night, I'm watching, I forget what the show was, and I call DJ into the room. It was like midnight. Lori was awake, and I'm watching something. I knew he was awake, and I'm like, come in here, because he loves cooking eggs. I told you, I think 2 in the morning sometimes, he's just making scrambled eggs, and that's like his thing. Loves making scrambled eggs. I'm watching a commercial on TV for a thing called the Stackmaster, and it's pots and pans. They stack up together. I mean, you never need another pot or pan for the rest of your life. Now, I don't cook. My wife does, and DJ uses a pan to make eggs. But there was a kicker. It comes for free with a pizza crisper. You take your slice of pizza, your leftover slice of pizza, you put it on this thing and put it in the oven. It's a pizza crisper. And it's 5 payments of $49. But they knock one of the payments off. So now it's 4 payments of $49 or $59, whatever it was. So I'm calling, David, come in the room. He's like, I'm watching a show. You have to see this. Now I'm rewinding. It's a 1-minute commercial. I'm rewinding. I'm like, look at this thing. Well, Lori and DJ are looking at me like I am bat bleep insane. And I'm like, look at this. The Stackmaster. It's going to change your life. And I'm like, raise your hand if you want the Stackmaster. And I was trying to do the scene out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember that scene? And no one was raising their hand. And so I keep going, raise it up, Chief. Come on. Raise it up, Chief. Just put that hand up there. Raise it up. I'm going to get the Stackmaster. Raise it up, Chief. And I didn't get the reaction I was looking for. But, man, did I surprise them both. Because in the morning, they saw on the email that Stackmaster was ordered. 4 easy payments of $59. But I can't wait to get that pizza crisper.
That you're not going to use.
That I'll use, I think.
No.
I mean,
isn't it just a pan?
Anywho, it's coming Friday.
Why didn't you just buy a pizza crisper?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Marcotics. I wasn't thinking right.
The absolute best thing reheated in the world is lasagna.
Why are you doing a show just for Steven?
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Like, that's why I looked at Steven, because I know he's going to vibe with me on this. Because
how often does someone have lasagna in the fridge?
I cook lasagna once a week to this fact that after
break out a stew every now and then, you're killing them with the lasagna.
We had porridge this morning. But the more, the longer you leave it, the more the noodles soak in the meat, and it soaks in the sauce, and it gets better every time you get a lasagna. Lasagna is the best thing reheated. It's over anything else. Even spaghetti dries out. Lasagna can't dry out because it's so mushy.
Lasagna is literally teams getting no votes. the entire poll, not a single person gave them a vote, and you voted them number one. Like, something's off there.
It's the best. You get lasagna? Come on.
Don't look this way, bro.
Steven, do you agree that lasagna is the best food reheated?
Nah, I would have went with pizza.
Of course. Even Steven.
Pizza? Not even. You put a pizza in an air fryer? Whew.
Oh, I got to get one of these air fryers. What do you think,
Solana? You got a crisper.
I'm so excited about this crisper. That crisper alone should have been four payments of $59.
And you're paying payments on pots.
That was the funny thing is I didn't want to have payments, so I kept looking for the thing to click for just pay it all now. They don't even offer that. Now I'm stuck paying for this crap for 4 months.
I want you to miss a payment. It's going to jump to 89.
My credit rating got a hit.
Breaded steak. You might call it a bistecca empanizado.
My favorite.
I call it a milanesa. You put that bad boy, don't even warm it up. Put it between two pieces of bread, a little mayo.
Wow.
Fire.
Wow. So cold?
Cold. Mm. Kind of like pizza. You might eat a pizza cold the next day.
Bistecca empanizado is my favorite Cuban dish.
Yeah.
I never thought to make it a sandwich.
Next morning, cold, right out of the fridge. A little mayo, maybe some ketchup.
Ooh, no.
Steak empanizado. Have y'all ever had masas de cerdo, the fried pork?
Yes.
I have, but I am telling you, this bistec empanizado is, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Breaded meat?
Yeah, but real thin. They put some of those onions on the top.
Mm. It's bigger than the plate.
It is
when they
bigger
serve it
than
for
the
you.
Plate.
Wow. Yeah. So you always have leftovers.
And then you eat it cold. I'm not a fan of cold meat.
I'm not either.
Cold meat, like I'm a charcuterie either. Tray. Charcuterie.
Yeah, you got it. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. I can do those cold cuts. But
well,
just,
cold cuts are meant to be cold. But yeah, like but, although I'll tell you, Chinese food, like pork fried rice, I'll eat the pork cold.
Yeah.
Right out of the carton.
Cold?
Yeah. Yeah, Chinese That's food cold crazy. The next day is good.
Chinese food is considered a great leftover as well.
Yeah,
you warm
course,
it up.
Yeah. You have one more? One more for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday?
Yeah, I wanted to do the Mount Rushmore of peppers, but I just don't think we're going to have time
Save it for another day.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one. If you skipped work today, would you say you called in sick or would you say you called out sick? A new poll found in is the more popular way to say it. What say you?
Talk about it. I can't think this came into what
Talk
say you.
Talk about it.
Totally different.
Talk
game.
About it.
Like you mixed them up.
Yeah, can't intersperse what say you Good. With Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. I always say called in sick. If I was telling Lori that I wasn't going to work, I'd say, oh, I called Len. I called in sick today. I would never say called out sick.
I just got the day off. To be honest, I don't use none one of them terms. You working today? Nah, I got a day off. That's what we
called in sick. I would say called in sick.
But you, is it? I called in sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably called out.
Well, but there's a call connected to in or out, or
right?
Is it,
that's the question.
Yeah, because you had to call
Did
in.
Did I call
to tell
in
them.
Or am I out sick?
That's see. Look,
I'm
at
gonna
that.
Change it. I called in out sick.
That sounds goofy.
Little in and out. Called in
a little in and out.
A little upsy downsy.
Well, got a day off. You might as well. Mm-hmm. Kids are at school.
Solana, what about you?
Yeah, I always say called in sick, mm-hmm. but I saw this and I questioned my own thought process. I think the proper way would be called out sick because you're calling out. You're not calling in. You're calling out.
You have to call in to tell them you're not coming.
But then it's, I called in sick.
But why wouldn't it be I called in sick?
But I called out sick.
A rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. But again, I'm bearing the lead because the big announcement is we will be back broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Davie every other Tuesday. So two Tuesdays every month. It will start Tuesday, February 8th. Obviously, we'll remind you as we get closer, but we will be out at Twin Peaks on University Drive in Davie. We are very much looking forward to that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
You know, we had 15 minutes of heat on Friday, and Michael McCullough, the chief marketing officer for the Heat, he was on with us, and we were talking about some of the special days that they have coming up. He texted me, Star Wars socks coming to Crowder via FedEx. He even sent me a little screenshot of the FedEx delivery. So Star Wars night. When is Star Wars night? It's Wednesday, I believe, right? You weren't listening on Friday?
I don't remember what day it is.
All right, I think it's Wednesday. They play Portland tomorrow?
Yeah.
I had it up.
Second. I believe Star Wars night. It is, Steven? Yeah. Star Wars night is Wednesday. So you go to that game, you can get your own Star Wars Miami Heat socks, which are pretty damn cool looking. And you've got a pair on the way.
Oh, boy.
Right to you.
I love me some socks, too.
So the Heat won last night. They kind of share first place. I think Chicago may have just a few percentage points over them, only because they've played less games than the Heat. But the Heat have a share of first place. They host Portland tomorrow. No Dame Lillard. I mean, things are...
lining up pretty.
Things are lining up, man.
They are.
They didn't just tread water on that road trip. Like, they did their thing, and now they're back home. So they've had three games on the homestand? I thought it was just two so far.
No, three games so far.
Friday, Saturday.
And yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was Monday. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Friday, Saturday, Monday.
Whooped the Hawks, lost to the Sixers, and whooped the Raptors.
I'm not certain that I saw much of that Sixers game. Did you go to that game?
I didn't go to the game. I watched the entire second half.
What happened?
Just tough for the Heat to make shots in the fourth quarter, truthfully. Jimmy was back. He hadn't played against Atlanta. It was his second game back. He did play against Atlanta. It was just a tough one. Jimmy and Cowell combined like 2 of 20-something shooting. Sixers kept making shots in the fourth.
Probably could have used a guy like Mario Chalmers. You know, you need a couple buckets. I'm just saying.
Just looking at it, the leading scorer was Yurtseven.
Oh, and he couldn't get a minute yesterday, huh?
He scored 22. Nobody else
interesting
even sniffed.
Coaching decisions.
No one else sniffed 20.
He outplayed Joel Embiid in the first half to the point
saw
where Shaq.
I saw the interview with Shaq. Shaq was there, and Will Manso was interviewing him at half. And Shaq goes, hey, who's this number 77? And Will's like, that's Omer Yurtseven. And then people are pointing out, like, Shaq, aren't you a basketball analyst? Like, maybe you should know. I don't know.
They don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Didn't
we say it when he was Yurts Eichvin or something, he'd be better? Like, we didn't know who Yurtseven was.
But we don't know anything that's going on around the league. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about the Heat, but do we know anything that's really going on around the league?
Chicago's lost 4 in a row.
That one I got, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know storylines.
KD's
out.
For
Brooklyn, yeah.
You know, yeah. Bruce Brown hurt him. Yeah. Let's go, Bruce.
How about that? So, really, you're going into the second half of the season with a healthy Bam, a healthy Jimmy, healthy Kyle Lowry. And we just said, KD's hurt. Chicago's faced a little bit of a skid. This couldn't be working out any better.
And it seems like Victor Oladipo, who we keep forgetting about, is just...
That's all added bonus.
Right.
Whatever Victor Oladipo can bring you but is all bonus.
If he can be a semblance of what he was in Indiana before the injury bug got his knees, he could be a huge addition, forget offensively, but defensively, to a core that's already almost impossible to score on.
They were number 4 or 5 when Jimmy and Bam went out, and now they're tied for first.
I mean, it's really – do you remember what we talked about? We were talking about can they remain in the top 8 in the East?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just us. I mean, Ira was writing about it. Anthony Chang was writing about it.
You lose two of the top players, two of the three, whatever. If you want to throw Kyle in there, here or there, whatever. But two of your top three players, you lose – that should have been the conversation. That's why we're having it.
And Tyler Hero had missed a number of games.
Yes.
I mean, they really were shorthanded.
The COVID bug as well. It was hitting all around the NBA.
Duncan.
Beyond injuries, like Caleb Martin missed some time. And yesterday, by the way, was a good example of how deep this team truly is. It was Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent got a start. You mentioned Yurtseven leading the team in scoring two nights ago, not getting a minute yesterday. Dwayne Dedmon seems to be fully back healthy. Like, this team really is deep.
So the Heat tomorrow host the Portland Trailblazers at FTX Arena, and it is Star Wars night. That is a cool collectible. I love sports collectibles, yeah. And those Star Wars Heat socks, that is a cool collectible. I just saw a...
I wear them, or do I save them?
No, you wear them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're not a collector.
No.
The collector!
I'm not a collector.
I just saw a tweet from Sully Sullenberger. You know, the pilot landed the plane in the Hudson.
Hero.
The
real one?
The real Sully, yeah. I follow him on Twitter. But it
you
got
follow a pilot on Twitter?
Yeah, he's the best. Sully's great. American hero. I love him. I love him. But would you agree with me on this? Because I know you're flying tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The most, and Sully's the outlier here. The most trustworthy pilots have a mustache.
Whew. That's you look at them as, yeah.
Right. I'm not talking about a beard.
No.
Not talking about a goatee.
Just a mustache.
A mustache.
Just prestige behind
There's
the wheel.
There's something about a pilot with a mustache, you kind of know you're in good hands.
I'll go with you on that. And to the fact that I always like to look in there and see the pilot that's flying the plane.
But when you see the mustache,
it makes you feel better.
That's what I'm saying. It's a strange thing. But when you look in that cockpit, the pilot has a good mustache.
A strong man mustache, yeah.
You know that it's a superior pilot. That seems listen, I have my truths, right, about mm-hmm. miniature golf, food in a red basket. I think I am adding pilots with mustaches are inherently safer and better pilots than pilots without mustaches.
Because they're old school, because a lot of young kids don't do mustaches.
No one does mustaches anymore.
So that's the that's
there's
just something about
that, yeah, there's something about the power of the mustache.
You know, that's weird, because I thought I was the only one that always needed to see the person that's flying the plane on.
No, it does make you feel a little more comfortable,
just
doesn't it?
Just to know he's up there.
Like,
and
what would it take for you to walk off the plane? Listen.
A crackhead. Easy answer.
Mookie, like
Mookie, yeah.
Like, you, like, is there a, because I always think that, I like to look in the cockpit, I want to see what the flight crew looks like. Mm-hmm. But traveling is a pain in the ass. Got to get to the airport, you're parking, you're lugging your luggage, you're taking your shoes off, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Unless you have, you know, TSA pre-check.
Who does that?
Couple guys like me and Solana, we breeze through.
Y'all
but
have TSA pre-check?
Yeah, why not?
I like to interact.
Hmm. Interact with someone else.
Eh.
I mean, you're still interacting. You're just not taking off your shoes.
I enjoy it.
You have terrible feet, too.
I do, but I always wear good socks. That's another thing I do. I wear.
That's a perfect place to wear your Star Wars Eat socks.
Bingo.
So you get, though, you know, you've waited, there's no seats at the gate. Again, a couple guys like me and Solana were probably in the Amex Club.
I went to the Amex Club with Solana before. He big mans it.
It's a pleasure in there.
He big mans it. Look at him smiling over there, because he, come on with me, Crowder. There you go, lady.
It's a pleasure in there.
Yeah, I was here last week.
Total pleasure. But you go through all this. You wait. Now you stand in line. They've called your zone. You get onto the plane. You peek into the cockpit. Mm-hmm. What would you have to see to actually get off that plane?
Just.
Because we both said we like to see who's in the cockpit. Makes us feel better. What would you have to see to get off that plane?
Dishevelment.
Right.
Just you're all wired. You know, you're all weird. Your hair is messed up. You're wiping your face. Maybe you're still flossing. Like, you should have woke up early and brushed your teeth at the hotel. Just any there will be certain clues.
I just wonder what it is, because I say the same thing as you, but I'm not certain what I'm looking for that would actually get me off the plane.
Maybe too much itching.
A lot of
like if they're scratching, it could be psoriasis, it could be crack.
Right.
Either one of those, I don't want you flying my plane. Right. Psoriasis or crack.
Right. You're a little too itchy.
You're too itchy.
To really
keep your hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Solana?
Jakeem Grant.
If you saw Jakeem Grant in the cockpit, just too small?
Yeah, and I know that shouldn't matter.
Or that he's not a pilot. Which one?
Which one is it? But you're not a pilot, and I don't know why. You've convinced me.
But no.
Oh, you'd feel very confident if you saw me in the cockpit.
And you're not tall.
Yeah, you would.
No.
That's true, but I'm taller than Jakeem Grant.
And it's weird because there's no pedals on a plane that I know of.
Sure there are.
There's pedals?
Yes.
No, the gas is that big thing to their right hand.
There are pedals on the plane. It controls the yaw. We've been over this before. This is why you'd feel very confident if you saw me in the cockpit.
Even more so then, I need somebody at least 5'8".
5'8".
Too short. That's another thing, too. I wouldn't let no little baby fly me.
I wonder if there's a height limit for pilots. That's very interesting. Is there a height limit? Because there are foot pedals.
My neighbor's a pilot. I'll reach out to him.
Can you reach out to him? Does he have a mustache?
He does.
Mm-hmm. What?
Never crashed before, has he?
I'm telling you, this is a truism. You know what I found? The Eagles were playing on Sunday, and my wife is from Philly. So even though we had bet Tampa, we were making a special Philly day for my wife. So we went out and got Philly cheesesteaks at this place in Boca. It's called Old School Philly Cheesesteaks. And I got a couple of my kid had a friend coming over. So I got a couple of, it says basket of fries, but we weren't eating there. We were picking it up and bringing it home. The French fries came in white paper bags, and they were folded down in a very nice fashion. So the fries were in a white paper bag that, again, it wasn't just like, at Five Guys, they just give you a paper bag and there's fries in it. This was folded in a certain fashion, almost like a planter almost. I think I may have found a way where fries are better than in a red basket with a doily.
A paper planter?
A paper bag folded properly.
I should have
taken a picture.
You should have.
I should have taken a picture.
See how this is going to make
it. It's another truism. What have you found out from your pilot friend?
No height limit. I'm asking him if there's a mustache requirement. Almost like part of the uniform.
No. There has to be a height limit. There has to. Like, you can't be 2'4".
Well, no, even like Kevin Hart. How tall is Kevin Hart? I mean, he's like 4'4"
4'8", 4'9", like,
could he fly?
No, he's got to be in the 5s. Come on.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah,
he's
like 5'2", 5'3".
He's a little human.
He's probably 5'4".
He's not 5'4".
It gets overblown. He hangs out around The Rock and Shaq, so he looks smaller.
He's really short.
No, there's no way he's 4'10". He's got to be 5-something.
5'. But I don't know if it's, whatever, workplace discrimination, but like you can't drive a bus at 4'4". You can't do it.
Well, they can make extensions on the.
But what bus line is going to make extensions and put, books and stuff under your butt and extended pedals? Like, no, get you another job.
According to sources, Kevin Hart is between 5'2" and 5'4".
That's a little human. That's a tiny, tiny person.
The definitive answer: Kevin Hart is 5'2". In 2019, the comedian agreed to take a lie detector test while being interviewed by Vanity Fair. His height was among the very first questions posed by the journalist.
5'2".
5'2". I don't think he could fly a plane.
There has to be. Because he can't see out the... He can't
but he
see.
Could grow a mustache, I think. What if you could do one or the other? Which one's more important, do you think?
Seeing out of the window or mustache?
The mustache is pretty important. I don't want to diminish the importance of the mustache on a pilot. Are we all in agreement, though, that a mustache on a pilot is pretty damn important?
It looks prestigious. But what about sight? Sight is mustache.
Like
is
if
bigger
the mustache
sight.
Was too bushy and it was in infringing on your sight.
If little ass Kevin Hart can't see over the dashboard,
yeah, sit on a couple phone books, you're fine.
Now you can't touch the pedals and mess with the yaw.
Yeah. Ask someone to help you out.
This is like the thing with the plumber, where if they don't have a beer belly and a little bit of crack showing.
Right. If a plumber comes to your house, they're fit as all get up. I mean, like, out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really know how to plumb? I mean, plumbers.
This is hitting close to home because we have a plumber. My wife found that is a. I don't say he's the fox, but he's a good-looking young man.
All right, I hate to break this to you live on the air. There is nothing wrong with the plumbing in your house.
Let me call my wife. We can go to break.
Because they spend all this time in a van. They hit all the fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be a plumber in shape. Can't.
Hey, Kemet. How long you been a plumber?
A what?
Our plumber is like, he's a good looking dude.
Well,
oh.
Just saying.
I'm with you, though. I don't like the pilot that tries to do the jokes. Yeah, he gets on the intercom, starts making jokes.
Right.
I don't like that.
Act like Sully. Sully didn't make any jokes.
Just do your job.
Do your job.
We'll be taking off for Denver, and we'll keep you updated if there's anything you need to know.
That is all I need. Thank you, Mr. Mustache.
You don't like the guy that makes the COVID jokes? And
not so much.
I kind of enjoy him because now we're friends.
Right. He's more apt to take care of his friends because we have a relationship. Huh.
We're not just a client. Like, hey, you know, keep your mask on.
I know there's a lot of Dolphins fans on board. We're going up to New Orleans. You know, we have a better chance of landing.
I don't know what the joke is.
You're not going to be a writer for any pilot. But even
they have writers,
and don't make crashing jokes.
No, that would be bad form.
Yeah, just a cute joke. Like I was recently on a flight, and the guy
that
was like,
would be bad form.
The guy was like, yeah, keep your mask on, blah 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 blah, CDC, blah 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 blah, CDC.
That's funny,
and I thought it was cute.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, so I was
like, hey,
okay.
I'm a human. I'm aware of what's going on.
Yes,
I'm not a robot.
And that's what he did. And then I always say thank you when I'm walking off. When the guy walks in that little doorway,
yep.
I say, appreciate you, brother. Thank you for what you do.
Always.
You're welcome. A little connection.
Hmm. So is your pilot friend telling you that they're not allowed to have beards?
Yes. Yeah. He's my neighbor.
They're not allowed to have beards because that would infringe on the sealing of an oxygen mask. You know, it has to seal to your face if you're a pilot and you lose pressure in the cabin, in the cockpit. And if you had a beard, you might not get a proper seal.
I have a beard. I'm going to die. They need to give us a heads up.
Your oxygen mask is different than what we pilots have. So me and the pilots, we get it actually wraps around the head. Like you, that actually has vision assistance as well, because sometimes there's smoke in the cockpit. I just watched one of these on Air Disasters. There's smoke in the cockpit. You can't knock a window out to get the smoke out of the cockpit. And so you put on this whole thing, covers your face, and you can breathe and you can see through the smoke.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You taught me something. Don't say we though. Say them.
I'm just saying. We pilots. It's a good question by Steven. If you walk onto your plane and Dave Wannstedt is your pilot, you feel comfortable?
No.
I do. Tall, mustache.
That's it?
It's pretty much all I need.
Mean Joe Green has a mustache and he's huge.
Does he just have a mustache? He's kind of got some facial hair. I'm talking solely mustache, like a pilot's mustache.
The pilot mustache. But we know now that they're not allowed to have a beard, so maybe they're limited to show their personality
facially.
Right.
No,
that's
the only facial hair that they can.
What if they're, like, too jacked, though? I'll give you an example. Aaron Feld, the new strength and conditioning coach
right.
for the Canes.
Or what if it's a silly mustache like that? No offense to Coach Feld.
It's a silly mustache, and he's just too yoked.
Right.
Maybe too aggressive right. behind the wheel of an airplane.
Might yeah. actually, not to use the term yoke, but he may actually pull the yoke too hard. He doesn't know his own strength.
Just tear the whole wheel
now,
off.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm 90 degrees up in the air. That's a stall danger.
And when do you have time to work out? Aren't you practicing?
Yeah, what are you doing up there while we're flying? You doing push-ups while we're flying? I'd kind of like you paying attention to the plane.
Superman?
Yeah, I want a fit yet not too fit tall person with a mustache.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Dave Wannstedt.
Not Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp's too muscular.
Right.
But like a Skip Bayless. He keeps after himself, but he's not too big.
He doesn't have a mustache, though.
But the body type, like, because
I see what you're
pilots
saying.
Are all right. old. There's no 21-year-old pilot.
No, he's fit, yeah, like Sully.
Old,
like
yeah,
Sully.
Old, fit. How do you? You don't even know Sully.
I watched the movie.
That was Tom Hanks.
I'm not so certain.
I know it was. I watched it too.
There you go. 15 minutes of heat. How the hell did I get on that? My brain works in a way. What day is it? What has happened here?
I don't know.
Are we legitimately in 15 minutes of heat right now?
That was great.
Anyway, enjoy your socks.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate brunch. You're just going to grab something to eat because it's early lunch, late breakfast. Just go grab food.
Hawk and Crowder.
A couple of texts that have come in based on the last conversation. Magnum PI would make a good pilot. Best sports show on the radio, LOL. Listening to Hawk's description, sounds like he wants a 70s porn star at the controls. Yeah.
He's focused.
You guys literally just wrote the next Seinfeld episode.
You know what? Yes.
New game instead of the age game, the height game. That's a good one. You can play the height game. Because, like, Bill Parcells, how tall is he? You know, probably.
Bill Parcells is 6'2", 6'3".
Is he?
Big dude, yeah.
Oh, we got to play the height game because I'm going to be terrible at this. I can't gauge, like, Dave Wannstedt. Dave Wannstedt's a tall guy. People don't realize.
He's 6'3", 6'4".
Well, what about Cam Cameron?
6 feet.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's not a lot of tiny, itsy-bitsy football dudes.
Right.
Pete Carroll's little. Belichick's little.
Jakeem Grant, to bring it back to the pilot conversation.
Didn't you say you're going to swaddle him?
You want to do the height game? Let's do that this week, Solana. I like that. Remind me, okay?
Okay.
Somebody texts in, would you guys trust Stanley Hudson as your pilot? He has a mustache. No. Too heavy. That's is from The Office.
Stanley Hudson.
Stanley. Stanley would just sit back and do crossword puzzles. I can't have that.
Yeah, and I like the too heavy one. Like, no, don't add no weight to the cockpit. 200 minus.
Somebody suggests instead of 15 minutes of heat, 15 minutes of yaw.
You swear you know about planes. Oh, the black dude? Hell no. He's
Stanley
not
Hudson.
No, Stanley ain't flying nothing I'm on. I wouldn't ride with Stanley on a two-person bike. No way.
On the one fish, two fish ride at Universal, would you allow Stanley to be your?
I'll wait. I'm jumping off. I'll go next.
Somebody says, in 1985, I tried to enlist in the Air Force. I was 5'3" at the time. I was 17 years old. I was told I was too short to be a pilot. Emotionally crushed me for several months. Somebody says, I'm surprised Hawk doesn't tip the pilot. Yeah, I wonder, if you fly during the holidays, you hand a 20 over the
no.
pilot. Here you go, Captain.
No.
Captain.
No. I've actually tipped the, you say I can't say stewardess
right,
anymore.
Flight right, flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Hey, stewardess is nasty?
Nah, it's just not woke.
I've tipped number of flight attendants.
Really?
If they're off the chain, where they come and like they'll preemptively bring me a new drink. Like, I don't even ask for it, but they'll bring me a new Sprite. Like, I'm like, well, you watching out for it, brother. And I shoot them a 10.
Well,
They always say no, then they say yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Never thought about that.
Tipping good the
move.
Pilot?
No. Flight attendant.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm. If you fly a lot, you might catch a back end.
Right.
Where she right. remembers you, right. he remembers you, right. and then, yeah, not all the woman. I've shot 10, right. 20 to a man.
And you're hooked
yeah.
up.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially nowadays. They're under a lot of pressure. They're dealing with a bunch of
a-holes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got to tell me to pull my mask up 14 times.
Yeah.
Because you're eating, so I love candy, so I'll have me some, you know, some Red Hots
right.
or some Lemon Heads.
Right.
And I'll just be eating my Lemon Heads, and they come, hey, mask, okay. And I pull it back down.
I immediately identify anyone eating Lemon Heads on an airplane as a danger. I mean, out of all the things that you could buy for an airplane, I mean, it's perfect for combos or Gardettos. I immediately see the guy eating a box of Lemon Heads, mm-hmm. and I go, something is going down today. I immediately ask you to have you removed
the air marshal, 11A, Lemon Heads.
Lemon Heads. They're like, sir, we've got an eye on them. Lemon Heads.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Kanye West, he legally changed his name to just Ye.
It's not Ye, it's Ye. Everyone knows he's Ye.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.